listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome in. This is Christy Lee in for Harrison Smith today, guest hosting today. So I guess you could say I identify as Harrison Smith today. I am no stranger to a news desk, but I will say I am a stranger to having no teleprompter. So this should be interesting. I appreciate your grace through this process. But before we get to more about me, we're going to get to breaking news right now. We got a call from Alex Jones this morning. This is from Reuters. It's an exclusive. And this is the latest news. FBI finds scant evidence U.S. Capitol attack was coordinated. Sources. The FBI found scant evidence that the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol was a result of an organized plot to overturn the presidential election result. Goes on to say the FBI at this point believes the violence was not centrally coordinated by far-right groups or prominent supporters of then-President Donald Trump. And also goes on to say there was no grand scheme with Roger Stone and Alex Jones and all of these people to storm the Capitol and take hostages. I wonder if this will have any effect on the mainstream news narrative with this new information. Prosecutors have steered clear of more serious politically loaded charges that the sources said had been initially discussed by prosecutors, such as seditious conspiracy or racketeering. Also, will be interesting if we're going to hear those buzzwords anymore. And this was an interesting part of the article coming from Reuters. It was the most violent attack on the Capitol since the War of 1812, forcing lawmakers and Trump's own Vice President Mike Pence to scramble for safety. Four people died and another died the following day. Now, this really grinds my gears as a former news anchor because it is misleading. We know that a couple of those people died from suicide. And one we know died from something unrelated to the attack. And funny, we don't ever mention the woman that died at the hands of a Capitol Police officer. So frustrating, but we'll have more on that later. Keep you updated. Big breaking news for the day. So back to my involvement here. One of the big questions now that we're already running out of time that I'm going to be tackling today is, because faith is important to me, how we as Christians should be responding to the current climate. So let's take this video.
How can Christians speak about political issues? And should ministers speak about political issues? Because after all, isn't the Bible about salvation and heaven? Do you know, it's always been a little bit of a tension, but I've shared this statistic, and it's a statistic only of about a year ago, so I think it's still pretty relevant. But the Barna Research Group, highly respected, said that 74% of all parishioners want their clergy to speak about moral issues, social current events, through a biblical lens. But yet only about 12% of pastors do. Believe it or not, the Bible is a very political book. Now, I know it's about God and salvation, but the Bible talks about morality, behavior, responsibility, consequences for behavior. The Bible talks about just laws, morally sufficient laws, and laws that are unjust. And so, frankly, I would argue that part of the social disorder and upheaval that we're seeing right now is because many ministers and clergy have not courageously from their pulpits talked about what saith the Lord. You know, just as God thundered from Mount Sinai and Moses was the great lawgiver, I mean, clergy and spiritual leaders must tell their congregants what saith the Lord. I mean, we're not called to say necessarily what people always want to hear, but what people need to hear.
So why are we talking about this today? Well, here's why. I have struggled with this myself. I have struggled being in church with everybody masked up. I wanted to know how other Christians feel about this, what other people think is our responsibility. And we'll talk more about that in the next break and hopefully give you an opportunity to introduce myself, because I know you have no idea who I am. So we'll get more into that in the next segment.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings, of Teddy Roosevelt. I was in sixth grade, and we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. You've got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the info war, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this.
Just kidding. It is Christy Lee today. I'm guest hosting for Harrison Smith. You may not know much about me, so I'm going to be getting to that in a minute. But I am a former news anchor. You'll see that in the video that I had prepared that we haven't shown to the audience yet. But in the last segment, we were talking about this question, this internal struggle. I'd had an internal struggle with news. That was my childhood dream job. And when it went sour and was unrecognizable, I left. I'm going to be hearing about that in a minute. But I also struggle with what we as Christians are supposed to be doing in a situation like that. When you go to church, you see everybody masked up. Are we supposed to be more courageous about these issues? That's the question of the day. I was just reading in Titus in the Bible the other day. It talked about being subservient to rulers and authorities and being obedient. And this was in the time of the evil leadership of Nero. So it's just like, how is that what we're commanded to do? Or what are there other arguments? I really want to discuss this when we take phone calls later. But I also want you to get to know me. So we're going to go ahead and play this About Me video. After nearly 20-year news career, about 13 in TV news, about half that as a main evening news anchor in Ohio and then California, I now find myself a corporate-controlled media fugitive. I'm Christy Lee, and here's my story. I grew up in Northwest Ohio, a shy and pretty sheltered homeschooled kid. Well, not shy at home, of course. I was the annoying kid asking so many questions. My parents began calling me their little reporter. I recalled this nickname when asked what I wanted to be when I grew up, intrigued by getting to ask more questions and in admiration of my theatrical dad. I majored in broadcast journalism with a goal to sit at the anchor desk with our hometown news legend.
Try to call the man behind the Reform Party movement, Ross Perot. Takes your calls and questions live next, first at 5.
A big goal for a former shy and sheltered kid. While I excelled in college, earning journalism awards, even taking a year off to earn licenses in the family financial business to essentially become an investment advisor rep or stockbroker, there was plenty of failures and discouragements along the way. Battling nerves and, of course, my underlying shyness, the first of many of those hurdles.
If you have any questions about the parking regulations at this point, just call the Division of Street, Bridges, and Harbor for clarification.
I started as a one-man band, writing, shooting, editing my stories all on my own, moved up the ladder through working at every news affiliate in town, and after having three kids in the process and enduring a very painful divorce, God's grace blessed me with my childhood dream job, anchoring the evening news on the station I grew up watching, next to local celebrity Jerry Anderson.
Apparently that's an issue, and tonight former workers are sounding off.
I had so many great experiences, worked with and learned from so many great journalists, got to tell some amazing stories, won more awards, but I started noticing a shift. The news industry as a whole was becoming more influenced and driven by social media.
Advertising money was a struggle to come by, which influenced some editorial decisions, as well as a bigger push to do more with less. Many of our reporters were getting burnt out, having to shoot and edit their own stories, sometimes multiple a day, while posting content to web and social media. Intentions seemed good, but it was becoming a concern to me that the necessary time to research, dig deeper, and find all angles just wasn't there. March 8th, 2019. That was a day at the anchor desk I'll never forget. We had breaking news at the top of our show. A major car accident had traffic even more backed up on the expressway. It was a day one of even more construction that would narrow traffic at 475 and 75. My mom was texting me, and I was feeling annoyed at this point. Doesn't she know I'm live on the show at this hour? She was trying to get more information on the accident. Well, it turns out it was my brother who slammed into the back of a semi-truck when traffic came to a sudden stop, his daughter in the passenger seat. He spent his last breaths calming her down while a retired former deputy held his hand from the outside of his car and prayed with him. He didn't make it, but my niece did. With barely a scratch, I can't help but think her dad, my brother, had a hand in her protection. I want to take a moment to thank my work family here at WTOL and WUPW and each and every one of you for the kindness and compassion you've shown me and my family during the great loss of my brother in a car accident I reported just a week ago to the day. My siblings and I grew up here. This community is our memories. It is our family, and we've all lost a great, kind man. I don't want you to know him as Christy Lee's brother. I have been lucky to be Matt Foreman's little sister, and we will be reunited someday in heaven. I know many of you have suffered great losses like this as well, and now I grieve with you. October 2019, I decided it was time to move on. I'd spent my whole career in the same market. I had to see what it was like outside my hometown. Never mind, taking the same route to work where my brother lost his life was extremely difficult. And God, in his unending grace, opened a door. He had more to show me. A California news station in the Central Valley gave me a very generous offer and moved me across the country. A new adventure. But I got more than I bargained for. Pretty much as soon as I arrived, everything shut down. Spent the next year in a new place, homeschooling my three kids, in a long-distance relationship, and reporting what felt like nonstop about pandemic and politics. The news sent down from national started becoming unrecognizable to how I was taught journalism was supposed to be, and it only got worse. Scripts full of adjectives, no sources given, and arrogant approach to journalism that we are to be the arbiter of truth, the gateway, rather than just deliver the news with sources and respect our audience enough to evaluate for themselves. I observed some former colleagues and even some new ones cheering on the selective censorship of voices rather than be a voice for the voiceless. I observed unapologetic promotion of political ideals from those who were supposed to remain neutral. Consensus now means truth in this new approach. Fierce defense of the rich and powerful is the new name of the game, as opposed to holding them accountable and examining motives and conflicts of interest. Narrative news has taken over one of the most beautiful things about journalism, the thing that led me down this road as a child, curiosity, and always asking a lot of questions. I spent months wrestling with what to do. I had three kids to support, but I wasn't feeling good about what I was doing anymore. As a news anchor introducing national stories that lacked journalistic integrity, I felt complicit in the division and confusion we were all feeling. I prayed about what to do and got answered in an unlikely way. I got a Zoom call one day with HR on the line informing me I was one of hundreds being laid off across the country. It became the catalyst in what I knew needed to be done. I had to break the chains of corporate-controlled media and embrace what freedom I could find through going independent. I hope to balance the one-sided news narrative, hold those in power accountable, be a voice for the voiceless, and keep asking questions. I hope you do the same, and I thank you for your support. There you go. Thanks for humoring me. I just wanted an opportunity to introduce myself, and that's my backstory.
I know that many of you know how important it is to ask questions, and so it's very shocking and uncomfortable to now be in a situation where you're called a conspiracy theorist just for asking questions. But I want to continue. I want to be able to share with you what true journalism is supposed to be so that you can spot it and challenge it when you see those that are saying that they're just neutral news and, you know, that they're not. This has been a journey for me. It's been an internal struggle. And as far as breaking out into independent news, which I have, I have a website, kltv.news. I wanted to just do news the right way, just both sides and let the viewers decide. But this is evolving as I go along because we're dealing with such a divide that I'm dealing with also the faith aspect of it, which is why today's question is, what do we do as Christians? How involved should we be? How brave should we be? Should we be subservient? So I really want to get into that and talk about that when we take phone calls a little bit later on. But I do also want to remind you of this breaking news before we go to break. Alex Jones is cleared by the FBI. That's in a Reuters exclusive. I'll see you back after this break.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes, enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit TheBioPros.com today and protect your septic system. That's TheBioPros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. This is Christy Lee. I'm guest hosting for Harrison Smith today. Big day today. We have breaking news. Exclusive FBI finds scant evidence the U.S. Capitol attack was coordinated. And this is also huge because it says right here in the Reuters article, there was no grand scheme with Roger Stone and Alex Jones and all these people to storm the Capitol and take hostages. So there it is. Just came out today. We got a call about this. But I wonder what the mainstream news is going to do with this information. Is this just going to be old news tomorrow? Are they going to continue to use all their buzzwords of planned attack, insurrection, and all of these things? Also wanted to point out my frustration with this article. Down the line, it says, was the most violent attack on the Capitol since the War of 1812. Yeah, it was really violent. People walking around, just moseying around the Capitol, but most violent since War of 1812. And four people died and another died the following day. There's also no sources as far as the comment that it was the most violent attack, never mind needing any sources. But four people died, another died the following day. Doesn't bother to clarify that a couple of those were suicides. And another of natural causes. The only one that actually died was the one at the hands of the Capitol police officers. But you all know that. Speaking of things happening at the Capitol, I'm sure you saw the news yesterday. Police identify a suspect who surrendered after claiming to have a bomb near the U.S. Capitol. This developed throughout the day. It was interesting that the first I saw was a media alert. Media alert. There's a guy in a truck outside of the Capitol, instead of what you would think that they would be focusing on the police and law enforcement response. But no, they wanted to make real darn sure that the media knew that a guy in a truck, that they're saying in the article from CNN, the first line, a man with a history of supporting former President Donald Trump. That's the most important part of all of this because it's in the first sentence, according to CNN. They have identified the suspect as 49-year-old Floyd Ray Roseberry. They talk about how his Facebook page had all of these things about President Trump and the MAGA rallies and everything. But they, of course, took the page down. So it's not like any of us can go back and see when these were posted and see when this man started things. So why am I being skeptical? Well, that's supposed to be your job as a journalist. If you don't know who I am a longtime former news anchor, and I left the, I guess you could say I'm a corporate-controlled fugitive. I left the confines of what has turned out to be a big joke, and now I'm doing news independently. But I have kind of the same reaction that many on Twitter had. You saw a lot of people. False flag was trending. It just seemed like such a setup. Of course, we can't say that, but it was. But that was clearly the other sentiment that other people were feeling. We have a tweet from Katter. He said, LOL, false flag was trending with almost 10,000 tweets. Now it mysteriously has 1,580 tweets. When you would try and find the video of the man outside the Capitol, they scrubbed that shortly after as well. You couldn't find that. People, oh my gosh, there was so many people commenting on how this just seemed so over the top. Of course, it was a guy in a truck. Of course, he had a cowboy hat on the dash. Do we have that video ready? We're going to take a little bit more time to get that video ready. But again, the false flag was trending and Twitter didn't like that very much. So somehow they got it down by to like 10% of people calling it a false flag. There was other tweets up here saying no one with a brain believes this is legit. I mean, it also is worrying because we know that we just recently had them calling domestic terrorists that has questions or concerns about election integrity, anyone that's resisting COVID mandates, and they said watch out for 9/11. So if this was any kind of setup, you would expect that to happen and kind of be leading up to 9/11 for something to happen. Oh, we'll see that we had this happen outside the Capitol, this guy in a truck saying he was going to blow up a block and a half, and now we have this. I mean, so it is a cause for concern, and I want you to be able to judge for yourself if we can get that video up, how legit this seems or not. So I'll just wait and see when that's ready, but I'll move on to, we've been asking, where's Durham? Where's Durham? Well, we finally did get some news from the Conservative Brief yesterday. I saw a Durham grand jury investigating if someone presented FBI with fabricated evidence in 2016 Russia probe. It does say that Durham is presenting the evidence to a grand jury regarding the investigation into the origins of the Trump-Russia investigation. He's focusing on whether someone lied to the FBI and gave them false evidence, if someone working for Clinton's team was involved with the unverified dossier or gave the FBI fabricated evidence to jumpstart the Trump-Russia investigation, that could be a crime. So it is good to finally have some information on this, but again, what took so long? Okay, we do have that video ready of the dangerous man outside the Capitol. Take a look.
But I'm telling you, them snipers come in, they start shooting this window out. This bomb's going off because it was built by y'all's people, by the people y'all had in the military. Y'all were the ones to train the man to build it. He blowed his legs off building them. So this thing's right. And when he tells me that when the decimals hit so certain a peak, that it'll go, it's going to go. Don't do it, Biden. Don't pull that trigger, because if you do, like five more, like four more going off. Four more. And I ain't got hands on none of them. They sitting in cars all over this place around here because you thought the South wasn't coming. Okay. Well, Joe Biden, the South's come. The roads are blocked. And I'm waiting on your phone call. It's your call. You got an option.
We can just come out of it right
you
now.
You can shoot me and kill me right here and blow up 2.5 city.
So what do you think about this? Does it feel legit? I mean, it's just, to me, it just seems so over the top. Y'all, you see his hat there on the dash. Of course, he has a lifted truck. I mean, it's just like, if you were to build a narrative, like, what should a Trump supporter look like and sound like? I mean, of course, no proof or evidence of that, but it just doesn't sit right. When we take calls later, you'll have to let me know what you think, but it is interesting that hashtag false flag was trending, and it is interesting that you can't even check out this guy's Facebook page because they already scrubbed it. It's also interesting but not surprising that that CNN has a man with a history of supporting former President Donald Trump was outside the Capitol threatening with a bomb. That's the first sentence. That's the most important part of the article, right? My goodness. Up next, we're going to be talking about people taking a stand, people that are being brave, that are standing up, and we're going to hear from Steve Kirsch. He is the one that has been targeted, banned, censored for appearing on the podcast with Dr. Robert Malone and has some concerns, wants to get out there, COVID early treatment. We'll have that next.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, with a deep burden source, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to literally my brain was enlightened. I could think again. again. I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system. And the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed. Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info. War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working, and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential, because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Basil Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com, with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, a 360 win. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. And the profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Source for news that actually gives sources, and increasingly your source for speaking to people that the mainstream just does not want to be heard. Welcoming today, I'm going to be welcoming Steve Kirsch. He's an entrepreneur, environmentalist, philanthropist, and most recently, I guess I could say, the founder of a COVID-19 treatment fund. So welcome in, Steve Kirsch. You're
Thank
also... One of the latest to be targeted by censorship. Tell me how you got involved in all this, like your background and how you joined this little club of those being censored.
Well, I've been a medical philanthropist for 20 years, and when COVID hit, I talked to doctors. They told me that treating people early with outpatient treatments and repurposed drugs was the fastest, cheapest, and safest way to end the pandemic. And it turned out that they were absolutely correct. And so we found drugs that were effective. And I started talking about them. I said, hey, fluvoxamine has been effective in 100%. It's been 100% of effective against preventing hospitalization in 100% of the trials. So there were two trials so far, and both were 100%. So LinkedIn suspended my account for saying that fluvoxamine worked and also that ivermectin worked. And I also said that mask wearing does nothing. I mean, using masks to protect people against the coronavirus is a little bit like using a chain link fence to stop a mosquito.
That's an interesting way to put it. So have you been called an anti-vaxxer because you're advocating for early treatment?
I've been called an anti-vaxxer because I think early treatments are better than the vaccine. And had I had know what I know now about the vaccine and early treatment at the time that I got the vaccine, I wouldn't have gotten it.
So you did get the COVID-19 vaccine?
Oh, yes. Yes, I took the vaccine.
Which one did you get?
I got Moderna.
And when did you get that vaccine?
So my family is totally vaccinated. But, you know, there are huge risks in taking an experimental vaccine. And there's still a lot of things that we don't know about it. And so early treatment is simply a much safer alternative. And it's just a better option for people than vaccination. And it has a higher effectiveness. It has a higher relative risk reduction. So the Fareed-Tyson protocol that's used in Southern California has a relative risk reduction of 99.76. And that's against all variants, too. So because it's not specific. It wasn't designed for a specific variant. And so when you have a relative risk reduction like that with no long-term effects, no deaths at all, it's a better alternative for anyone. It just makes so much more sense. You know, the one thing that everyone in the hospital today or everyone who died today has in common is none of them got early treatment. They all listened to what the CDC said to say, oh, stay home, and if you qualify, get a monoclonal. But none of them got early treatment. That's the common thing in hospitals and people who are dying from COVID that the NIH should be talking about and the CDC should be talking about. They should be saying the common thing is they didn't get early treatment. We're trying to change the narrative and let people know. But the press won't investigate. You know, the Fareed Tyson, they've treated thousands of patients. And the only patients that even go to the hospital are the patients who started the treatment late. But the press won't report on that. I mean, there's been – I think there have been no stories except in the local paper about that. But you'll never see – you'll never, ever see George Fareed or Brian Tyson on CNN or any of the mainstream news. You know, New York Times will never cover these guys because they can cure – COVID and turn it into a very mild disease just with outpatient drugs. But they're not the only ones, and they don't have the only effective early treatment protocol. We know of lots of physicians that use different early treatment protocols, and very, very few people get hospitalized. And when they do, it's usually for a very short amount of time.
It's still hard to grasp the motivation. It sounds like you're saying that it's just kind of ignorance.
They don't want to look. They don't want to look at the source data. They don't want to read the Pfizer report. They want to make excuses to fit the belief that Tony Fauci is right. And so it's the trust in Fauci, right? And it's the narrative shouldn't be that. Well, all the people who are in the hospital today have one thing in common. It's that they didn't get early treatment. All the people in the hospital today are there because they listen to the CDC advice to stay home. And if you have really severe symptoms, go to the hospital. But the NIH isn't saying that any early treatments work when in fact is the case. So The one thing that everybody has in common in the hospital, or almost everyone has in the hospital today, is none of them got early treatment. And we're going to start to see this change dramatically, because there's going to be one state that is going to go and start to go big time on early treatment. And what's going to happen in that state is that those death rates are going to plummet. And that governor is going to prove to the entire world that the CDC and the NIH and the FDA were wrong in ignoring proven early treatments. And it's going to be a big embarrassment for the press, for the government agencies, and for Congress.
Okay, we do need to start wrapping up, but I do want to hopefully leave on like a positive note. What do we do with all this information? I mean, I'm obviously a proponent of true journalism, fundamental journalism, which allows for both sides. Clearly, we're getting the one narrative, so I always feel like I don't need to rehash that. So I want your side to be heard. I think these are important things to discuss because they're just so important. We at least deserve to listen and hear and look. But what do we do? You can't get Congress people that are elected to represent you to listen. You can't get the three-letter agencies to listen. You get mocked for speaking up. You get censored. So is there any hope you can give us in how we move forward with all this?
Yes. So we found one governor in the world who is willing to go to bat for early treatment. And what will happen is that that state in the United States will have a dramatically lower rate of hospitalization. Like anybody in the hospital will be the people who didn't opt for early treatment. And they will say, hey, we authorize these three or five or six early treatment protocols, and anyone who gets COVID, who gets treated with those protocols, is not going to end up in the hospital. And the important thing for Delta, by the way, is to get treated super early. So you want to have the medication. This is very important. You want to have these medications on hand and available to you. So you want to call your doctor in advance for the prescription so that if you do get COVID and you do have symptoms and you have an early one of these 15-minute early tests that say you have COVID, you start the treatment immediately. And you won't end up in the hospital, because for Delta, it's very, very important that you don't delay even by a day.
That was Steve Kirsch, and part of my theme today is taking a stand. And he is taking a stand. He actually signed off with me from that interview saying, this may be my last interview before I'm fired. I've been warned by my company, Anten, I believe, that if I speak anything against vaccines, I will be fired. So we did actually allow him to self-censor himself a little bit, cut some parts out, trying to at least protect his job. But either way, he's taking a stand, and we applaud him for it. We'll have more from Steve Kirsch after the break.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade, and we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. You've got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the InfoWar, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance.
perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, a 360 win. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. And they profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping. But as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite. And all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
And have these debates or have this discourse, you're shut down if they say that your study that you're presenting isn't good enough or your source isn't good enough, and that's just the way they shut it down. They don't want to talk about any of the logic or the evidence. It's just, well, that wasn't peer reviewed or such. So when you're talking about masks, I had heard that there had not been a peer-reviewed mask study, but doing a little searching on my own, you can find peer-reviewed, that masks work. So what is the breakdown here? Why are you saying that the masks don't work when they have their little quote-unquote peer-reviewed studies that say that they do? Explain this
to
me.
Okay, so first of all, the first and the and one of the best peer-reviewed studies that was published in a journal, they had to change the conclusion of the study to say that masks work in order to get their study published. So, let me repeat that. They had to change their conclusion in order to get their paper published. Okay, and this is well known. This was documented in an op-ed in the British Medical Journal, talked about this, that they had to change their conclusion in order to get published. Their conclusion was that mask wearing didn't work. And so because the mask can't work because the CDC itself says masks, for example, don't work for protecting you against smoke inhalation. Well, guess what? The virus is smaller than smoke particles. So if the CDC says that it doesn't work for smoke particles, how can it work for viruses? It doesn't make sense. They changed the narrative, you know, sort of to suit their purposes. But – you know, masking is all political theater. You know, as I said, it's like trying to stop a mosquito with a chain link fence. It's not going to work. And the important thing for Delta, by the way, is to get treated super early. So you want to have the medication. This is very important. You want to have these medications on hand and available to you. So you want to call your doctor in advance for the prescription so that if you do get COVID and you do have symptoms and you have an early one of these 15-minute early tests that say you have COVID, you start the treatment immediately and you won't end up in the hospital. Because for Delta, it's very, very important that you don't delay even by a day.
But what if your doctor won't prescribe you the prescription?
Then you can't get another doctor who will. And there are doctors who will, who believe in doctoring instead of just following the advice of the NIH. And those people, you know, are typically the telemedicine docs. But I think that in this state, you'll start to see a lot of doctors who are then going to be pressured to actually do one of these early treatment protocols. And they'll be very impressed with the results. And this is why doctors who start these early treatment protocols keep going, because they don't lose any patients to hospitalization or death. And yet their peers are too afraid to try things like ivermectin or fluvoxamine, even though those drugs, like, you know, will kill virtually nobody. You know, like fluvoxamine, I know of two people who have died in 40 years from all the fluvoxamine, you know, that's ever been dispensed. And for ivermectin, it's even better. Ivermectin is one of the safest drugs ever invented. And there's 23 studies that show that ivermectin is effective. And there is a systematic review, which is the highest level of evidence-based medicine, that says that it works. It's like going to the Supreme Court and winning. And yet the NIH will not acknowledge that peer-reviewed systematic review, which is what we should be doing with evidence-based medicine. So the difference – so we mandate masks, which don't have a good double-blind clinical trial that show that it works. We mandate that. But for something that reaches to the highest levels of evidence-based medicine, we say don't use it. I mean, it is completely opposite to how we should be operating. We should respect evidence-based medicine. And when we have – fluvoxamine was confirmed in a phase 3 trial, and the NIH knows it. They do nothing about it, and they reason that, well, we haven't seen the paper. Come on. It's already been proven in two other trials with 100% efficacy. It was lower in this trial because the P1 variant is more aggressive than Delta, and it was given 4 days late, so that's why it had a lower effect.
Is this contracts with the vaccines that keep them from wanting to look at anything else? That's why I keep on saying, is this like a money thing? Is this they don't want to break a contract? I just don't understand.
I think they believe Fauci that, well, they believe the NIH that early treatments don't work. People don't look into the details of the studies. People aren't examining this. It is trust and authority, and it's delegated trust. Whenever I talk to a doctor about this information, they say, well, I trust what the AMA says, and I trust what the NIH says, and I trust what the CDC. And I say, well, have you ever looked at actually the primary data? Have you ever looked at the studies themselves? Can you give me an example in history where there have been 23 positive trials on ivermectin and where the drug was later found to be dangerous, you know, or actually kill people? Well, no, we haven't, but we don't have time to look at that, right? So they only have time to believe the experts. And when the experts have a political agenda, which is, you know, Biden's agenda is directing to the FDA. And when you try to talk to the universities, we talked to the top panel at Stanford, and they said, look, we don't disagree with anything that you've said, but we have our orders from above. And we can't change that, so further conversations will be unproductive. So they're just going to let kids die here.
Do you have any final thoughts? I mean, I feel like we could go on, and so that means we're going to have to do another interview in the future, just signing you up right now. Do you have any final thoughts today?
You know, we're not doing this because we're making money or because we're conspiracy theorists. I don't have any history of being a conspiracy theorist or speaking against science or spouting up misinformation. Everything that I've said, I can't get scientists to read what I've written because they said, well, I disagreed with two of the points, so I stopped reading what you wrote. And so they won't confront it. And when you confront them, nobody in the world, in mainstream academia, in Congress, in the NIH, the CDC, or the FDA, nobody will debate our team in public on these issues. Nobody. They will refuse to debate. And people who lie, that's what they have to rely on. They have to rely on censorship, which now has been formally instituted by the White House to say that we're going to deal with these people with censorship. We're not going to be dealing with these people with open debate. But the American people, like nearly 100% of people, believe that these differences should be resolved in open debate, but everybody is afraid to debate us. We have an open call to anybody who will debate us, Eric Topol, Monica Gandhi, the dean of the School of Medicine of UCSF. They all refuse to have an open debate where we can discuss the issues, because if we had an open debate, they would be exposed. And that's the reason that we don't have an open debate, is because they would be exposed very badly, and the American public would see what was going on. And so the only way to deal with people who are telling the truth right now is censorship.
And there you go. That's the strongest argument that you have, is that if they are truly concerned about vaccine hesitancy, if they're truly concerned that this vaccine works, then the best argument that they could do is allow for open debate. Why won't they allow everyone to have a voice?
And bring on the autopsies.
Bring on the open debate. All right. How do we follow you while we still can and keep up to date and find this information for ourselves?
On Twitter, there's an account called Vaccine Truth 2. And, you know, if people follow that, they'll get the straight story. And if Twitter then censors Vaccine Truth 2, you can go on Gab and follow Vaccine Truth 2 there. And so, you know, I think that accounts like that, Robert Malone is another account that people can follow on Twitter still. He's been removed twice on LinkedIn, and he's back. You can follow him on LinkedIn, Robert Malone on LinkedIn. And Peter McCullough, you know, these people are all truth tellers. They're risking their reputation, and Robert Malone is risking a Nobel Prize to speak out on the truth, because he's so upset that the FDA did not do the proper safety testing. And even now, it's unbelievable that we're recommending this to pregnant women, and we've never completed even the original study on pregnancy, and Moderna just started a pregnancy trial to see if it's safe. But the CDC is not putting safety into account here. It's very tragic what's happening.
It is. It is very sad. Well, thank you for joining us today, and hopefully we'll get to catch up again soon and have better news at that time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right. Thank you.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show, and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deeper source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again. I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system. And the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed. Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn you. Okay, I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24. 4, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. My name is Christy Lee. I am guest hosting today for Harrison Smith. Thank you for your grace as I embark on this brand new thing I've never done before. No stranger to a news desk, but I am a stranger to not having any teleprompter at all. So nerve-wracking, but also freeing at the same time. So in the last hour, we closed that out with hearing from Steve Kirsch. I'm kind of loosely basing this on taking a stand because I say I had an internal struggle with the direction of journalism. I have sometimes an internal struggle with how I want to take my new venture as far as journalism goes. I know I want it to be faith-based. That is the number one thing for me. But what does that look like? So we heard from Steve Kirsch, and he taking a stand, he said it might be his last interview before he gets fired. He has gotten that threat. Also taking a stand is this young woman, Tiffany Wilder. She had a post on Facebook that you really have a really hard time finding now. But let me pull this up here. It reads, I have worked in the public indoctrination system since 2011. Yesterday, I took a stand for humanity and our beautiful children. These kids are being coerced into a future where they have no rights, brainwashed into not questioning authority, using their intuition or critical thinking skills. They are being muzzled and separated from their friends and taught to define and judge others based on the color of their skin. I refuse to be a part of any of this abhorrent agenda. I walked in on the first day, sans mask. I take my job as a positive role model to children seriously, and I will not be an example of a sheep. Miss Tiffany doesn't muzzle her face, and neither should you. I was asked to exit my classroom, put on leave without pay. I implore everyone follow suit. We are so powerful as a collective, and we can shift this evil paradigm into the beautiful manifestation that we know is possible. Stand strong in your truth and integrity. God has beautiful plans for us on the other side of fear. Reading some of the comments was a little bit painful. Of course, there were those that are encouraging, but man, are those people mean? There's tweets about her saying she should never be allowed around children again. So she's definitely taking the heat. It was hard to find some of her videos that she had put out before, saying that she has no regrets, that she's going to just keep running with this and taking a stand. I imagine she's just going off donations at this point. But I think we need to do more of this and be inspired by others. And as long as we're talking, do we have a little of that video that we're going to play for, or did you already play it? They might have already played it when I was reading. We'll just move on. Oh, there it is. So that is the video that she posted, I guess, right before she was put on leave. Because, gosh, you can't point things like that out, that you're not racist just because you're white. Gosh, that does not go well in the public school system. All right, so moving on, I wanted to get to a little bit of COVID news. I saw that this dropped last night. Texas drops mask mandate, ban enforcement in public schools. I was like, when I first heard this, I'm like, even the headline is a bit confusing. I'm like, what? So there's a mask mandate, but we're dropping the enforcement. Okay. And so Governor Greg Abbott had a ban on mask mandates. It was upheld by the Texas Supreme Court, but we're still facing resistance. I don't even understand how this works. In a public health guidance letter, the TEA said enforcement was being dropped because of ongoing court challenges to the ban. So the Texas Supreme Court weighed in on this. You have Ken Paxton saying that he's going to fight for us. It says in the article that He has said that he would sue any entity that does not comply with the emergency order, but no such lawsuit has been filed. Particularly personal to me because I moved here from California, thought I was moving to a free state, thought my kids could go back to school, be mask free, and then they dropped this on us the day before school, the requirement. And so it seems like it's only going to get worse. We want to get to some more COVID news if we can after the break. But we do need to get our breaks in, so I will see you on the other side.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade, and we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. You've got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the info war, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. I'm Christy Lee. I'm guest hosting for Harrison Smith today, former news anchor, fugitive of the corporate-controlled media, going off on my own, Miss Independent, I guess you could say. We didn't get to all of the COVID news that I wanted to get to, so I'm going to dive right in to that. I read this article from the, of course, hallmark of true and fair and balanced journalism. You know what I'm talking about, CNN. This, of course, I'm kidding. So CNN has this article, parents pull kids from school as district bucks CDC guidance and board member spreads. Misinformation. They love that word. Rarely gets sourced how they came up with it. I guess it's misinformation, according to CNN. And then in the first sentence, it's the third week of school in Cobb County, Georgia. Many parents livid with the district's lax COVID-19 protocols. And here we go. We love adjectives all of a sudden in news. Dangerous misinformation. So that's going on. The whole article is talking about how parents are responding and taking their children out of school because they're not enforcing enough. They're not chaining the kids hands down and handcuffing them and not allowing them to touch any germs. I mean, it's just not strict enough is where this comes from. So we know there's another side to this story. We know that there's parents that are taking their kids out of school because of the mask wearing. But this article chooses to focus on those that it's just not strict enough. I want my kids' whole face covered. Anyway, so going on to this article, it says parents in favor of masks plan a demonstration before the Cobb County. Again, we're talking only about those that are for masks. Those are the ones that are out there rallying. Those are the ones that are being loud. Okay. Email says, oh, here's another sentence I enjoyed. The email says flatly and falsely claiming masks offer zero protection against the virus, complaining about an email that was sent out saying that they weren't going to mandate the masks because of there was a lack of evidence. But then it says, I'm just a parent. Here's another sentence. I'm just a parent who wanted to say, man, swarmed by anti-mask crowd. Come on. These adjectives and these descriptions are ridiculous. He was swarmed by an anti-mask crowd. You chose that word for a reason. Swarmed, really? And then you read further down, Banks, a retired information technology consultant, includes long debunked videos from doctors with questionable credentials and makes a series of egregiously false claims. I mean, this is the way CNN writes. They say debunked all the time. When I would argue a lot of these cases, you could more fairly use the word unsettled issues. But to just flatly say something's debunked, how many times have we heard that something was debunked and then Fauci flipped and then it wasn't? But it was okay that we called it debunked earlier because that's what Fauci said then. But this is what he's saying now. Wouldn't that be just more fair, maybe less sensational, if we chose to use the word unsettled more often instead of debunked? And then to have this, say, doctors with questionable credentials. How vague. You could say that about any doctor. You could choose to question anybody's credentials at any time. So what does it even mean? I mean, if they're referring to somebody like Dr. Malone, who has been targeted, banned, ridiculed, we might play some of that video a little bit later. But if they want to talk about that, he has the receipts. They never talk about his patents. They never talk about that he's worked in the vaccine industry for decades, that he's been in defense of, that he actually took the vaccine. But now he's questionable because he's not saying what they want him to. So now we're going to question his credentials, even though you really can't question them. And then that adjective, egregiously false claims. I mean, has news always been like this, traditional news, just throwing in these adjectives everywhere? So that was frustrating to read. Moving on. If you live in a state with a low vaccination rate, you're four times more likely to be hospitalized and more than five times more likely to die. Here's another CNN article, of course. Every headline is to freak you out and make you think you're about to die. And it's all because of the unvaccinated. They're spreading it even everywhere. Never mind that those that are vaccinated can spread it just as easily, and there's multiple sources for that. But we're going to blame it on the unvaxxed. They're going to make us die. But what's interesting in this article is it says the 10 states with the lowest vaccination rates are Alabama, Mississippi, Wyoming, Idaho, Louisiana, Arkansas, West Virginia, Georgia, Tennessee, and North Dakota. What's interesting is as much as CNN, MSNBC, and the other news stations continually attack states like Florida, like Texas, that have tried to ban mask mandates, they're interestingly not even in the 10 states with the lowest vaccination rates. Interesting. Okay, CNN. We see what you're doing. I didn't want to read about this too. On Wednesday, U.S. Surgeon General announced they plan to allow booster shots to any American adult 18 or older who had already received two doses of either Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna mRNA vaccine. So now we're going to pump you with another jab. And this is after, I know you guys have seen the video multiple times where he's saying that there's evidence that it reduces your antibodies, and after the shot reduces your antibodies even more. So, I mean, if this continues to go on, I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, this is just common logic. Obviously, I'm not a doctor, but if you're having doctors saying that they have evidence that the shot is reducing your antibodies and then you're going to do more booster shots, I mean, are we getting to a point that we're just not going to be able to fight off a common cold because we took a vaccination that was lowering our antibodies? It's crazy. Miami-Dade County School issues mask mandate defying DeSantis' order. So, well, it's nice to have Governor Abbott and DeSantis trying to have outlaw, I guess, mask mandates. I mean, what good is it doing? They're all defying anyways. But it does say parents can opt their child out with a doctor's note. Can I trust my doctor to opt my child out? I mean, is the doctor going to face repercussions if he does give me a note to opt my child out of a mask? Also in the news, those anti-COVID plastic barriers probably don't help and make things worse. So we saw those barriers go up at restaurants and banks and everything else. And now we're hearing that those anti-COVID plastic barriers probably aren't even working. So there's that. I have failed to read the sponsor. Can I do that now, guys? Give me grace. I don't even, I'm doing this for the very first time. Okay. Thanks. So we're going to, I mean, we can't do this, obviously, without the sponsor. So we want to go ahead and read this for you. Take your health to the next level. Get high-quality everyday essentials for up to 50% off. No better time to make sure you're boosting your natural systems and getting your essential vitamins, minerals, and nutrients than now in this time of need. It's especially crucial that we're giving our bodies what they need to function at optimum health. And with the brand new sales available at InfoWars Store, we're making it easier than ever for you to do so. You got Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Pollen Block, that's 40% off, Living Defense Plus, 40% off, Ultimate Krill Oil, also 40% off, Vaso Beet, 50% off, Hair and Beard Support. That's the newest addition to InfoWars, and that's 50% off. I, for one, really love the vitamin D gummies. They're just so easy to take, and we all know that we're deficient in vitamin D. They're lemon flavor. These are great for kids as well. I'll just show you because we have no picture up anymore, but these are great. I love these. They're just so easy to take, and we all know that we're deficient in vitamin D. And we do need to be focusing on prevention instead of vaccine. How about we build up our own immunities, allow our immunities to do what they're supposed to do, and we can do that with the help of these products from InfoWarsStore.com. So make sure you get on there, stock up, support those that are standing up and giving you the truth. Support independent journalism, support InfoWars, support American Journal, and you get stuff out of it too. Medicine that will help you feel better. We're going to come back with more right after this break.
Let's go back in time, say to the mid-1990s, and then imagine a science fiction movie set in the year 2020, where a world government's being established, where members of Congress and former presidents are censored by big tech, and where if you don't take an experimental injection that grows blood clots and prions all over your body, that you're not allowed to fly on an airplane. Think about that, because that's where we are. Imagine just 20, 30 years ago, hell, just 5 years ago, if somebody told you this would be happening. But it is happening now. And then they tell you, oh, sorry, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, and it doesn't really work, so you got to take it every few months. And the people that have submitted say, great, I want to take it all the time so I can go outside and not get sick from COVID, even though it gets you sick from COVID. And now there's record numbers of really sick people from the sloughing, the shedding of the virus. And that's in mainline studies. Bill Gates and Fauci did this. They need to go to prison for it right now.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, but to realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got. Freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. Christy Lee here, guest hosting in place of Harrison Smith today. I wanted to come back and give my husband a shout out. We're newlyweds. We've only been married like 2 months. But he is part of what makes this possible for me to have gone independent. And I wanted to share a Facebook post that I just had to redact. So let's clean up that language, mister. Some of the foul language in it. But it was funny. Can we play the video that he would comment on, and then I'll read his comments? This is great.
It's lethal. It's a bit like the beef Notorious B.I.G. used to rap about when he said, beef is when your moms ain't safe up in the streets. Beef is when I see you, guaranteed to be in ICU. Well, when COVID sees you, you can end up in ICU. Maybe not at the same rate as Biggie's beef, but that's the point about risk. You don't want to test these streets and risk ending up in the ICU.
Wow. I think that reading what he had to say is going to relate to how you're feeling when you read that. He says, patronize much. This is blatant beep. They can't come out and say what they want, so they let this dude use Biggie lyrics to push this pandering. What he's trying to say is, per the CDC, only 10% of Black Americans have had at least one dose of the vaccine. So instead of use the rhetoric of you're selfish, anti-vaccine, don't trust the vaccine, or quite frankly, don't give a care. They cue the Biggie lyrics, read in a very, I'm going to add the word, very white voice. You can't even make this up anymore. So that was ridiculous. And I think that it is exactly that, pandering and just a different approach, because they can't call you a Trump white supremacist, conspiracy theorist, person for not wanting the vaccine, so they have to pander to you with Biggie lyrics. And this isn't the first time. Let's play a little of that video that we saw earlier this year.
You finna online date chat, find a mate chat, open up the okay ass, okay ass, profile picture looking tight chat, nice chat, got your bio reading right chat, precise chat, but before you find a date chat, you gotta wait chat, gotta go back to nature, get it straight chat, girl, you look good, want your facts that thing up,
ridiculous.
Young brother, want your facts that thing up, dating real life, you need the facts.
I mean, this has gotta be insulting, I would think, that they go to these measures, they know better, they remember to skate you. Can we play that next video? We've seen enough of that vax, that thing up or whatever that is. Here we go.
Was screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
I'm a hustler, and I can't hustle unless I get the jab, you know? You heard? You dig? This is so ridiculous. So let's just, I wanted to talk about taking a stand, and I have a long video that you can find on band.video under my page, KLTV. Well, it's Christy Lee TV on band.video if you want to find it. But let's just close out this segment. However long we get in, it's a long video. You can see the whole thing later. But of Dr. Malone responding to the Atlantic Hit piece, and he continues to take a stand. It would be frustrating for you personally to read something like this where there's him attacking you, but then admitting as the article goes along that you can make a case.
I said, you know, I've read The Atlantic in the past and enjoyed it, but it just seems to have gone sideways and I don't understand why. And he said, well, we're credible and we're going to do this. And he said that he just wanted to do a deep, detailed dive into all the documents. And foolish me, I believed him. And even in our most recent correspondence, I said, I really hope that you're not going to do an attack piece. And he responded, oh, no, I'm not going to do an attack piece. It's going to be fair and balanced and, you know, and objective. And this is the work product.
It's just a big bunch of contradictions. Welcome to KLTV.news. I am happy and proud to welcome back Dr. Robert Malone. He's a pioneer of the technology behind the COVID-19 vaccines. But we still have places contesting that you're a pioneer of the COVID-19 vaccine. So what's that like, constantly having to defend yourself? You have the receipts. I've seen all of your proof that you were a major contributor to the fact that these are even out. So what is that like, constantly having to defend that?
Distracts away from the core issues. I mean, the issues, this isn't about me. It shouldn't be about me. It should be about what are the issues here and what are we going to do about them. I'm increasingly a mouthpiece, a microphone, for physicians and scientists all over the world that are incredibly frustrated. Afraid of being targeted, afraid of being censored, afraid of character assassination like I'm taking. But I'm a big boy. You know, I've been on social media for decades, and I guess I've grown kind of a thick skin. And I've always been, as the Atlantic article points out, I've always been somebody who's willing to take a stand and not back down. And I guess that's part of my brand. And I don't apologize for it. It's, Popeye once said, if you're that old, I don't think you are, I am what I am.
All right. So, Dr. Malone, I was just going to dive into this article. It says Malone was riffing on a botched sentence in USA Today article, one that was later deleted, but not before being screenshotted and widely shared. So it's like the premise of this whole article is calling you out for saying something that was misinformation, but then right there admitting that this all came from a USA Today article that screwed up. What are your thoughts on that?
So it's really that article, that whole premise is out of date. The data, the USA Today quote was an early reveal of some of the information that's coming out of Israel right now and then also out of the UK. And the young gentleman, I think this may be one of his first articles that wrote this. He's not, calling him a journalist, frankly, I don't mean to cachet, but, he's new to this business. Clearly, he was asked by his editors to put together an attack piece here. He's been interviewing me and my wife and many of my colleagues for about a month and a half to 2 months, and this is the work product. So what he's talking about here, I believe, is the issue about antibody-dependent enhancement. And he goes on to reference obliquely. I don't think he even understands what antibody-dependent enhancement is, but he refers to that the vaccines might be causing worse disease. I just sent him, there's a whole bunch of statements in here
So you can actually see this whole video up right now on band.video, my page there, Christy Lee TV. I want to take your phone calls. I haven't gotten to talk to you all morning. I hope I'm doing all right for you. Hope to hear from you. I want to talk about that question I posed earlier. Should Christians be doing more? How should the churches be reacting with all these mask mandates? The number to call is 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 877-789-2539. I guess I have to realize that. 877-789-2539.
You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, a 360 win. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. And they profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support. So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount, and that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that last for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had, because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution all around, the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. This is Christy Lee. I am guest hosting today for Harrison Smith. If you're just tuning in, I'm a former news anchor who has gone into independent journalism.
And the reason for that is I was frustrated with especially the way news handled the news. Over the past year and a half, I saw tons of adjectives thrown into our scripts, lack of sources. It was just not news from both sides. So as I was figuring out what I wanted to do in independent media, I first thought I just wanted to do news the way I was trained. I just wanted news and journalism to be recognizable again. News from both sides, making sure I'm giving sources, things like that. But it's been a journey, and it's been evolving, and I am based in my faith. It's very important to me. And so as I've taken this journey, it's been, well, you're thinking of this as news like how the world and how your university taught you to do it right. But, like, this needs to be based for such a time as this. Just figure out what to tell people and what to say based on wherever God is leading. So that's kind of where I'm at now. But it's also been a struggle a bit, too, because it's like, what is a responsibility if you're a person of faith in this climate? I had finished reading in Titus about that you're supposed to be subject and obedient to rulers. And this was in a time that Nero was an evil authority. But then there's other scripture that says God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and discipline. So what is it? What do I do with all of that? What does God want us to do? Should we all be in church in a bunch of masks? So that was kind of the topic. But if you want to talk about something else, give me some feedback for my first time ever going prompter free at a news desk, then we can do that as well. So let's first go to Sapphire out of Kansas. Hello.
Good morning.
Oh, there you are. Okay. I was like, oh, this is new to all of this. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? What do I need to do something? Okay, Sapphire, it's good to hear you. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, for sure. So first, what I want to say is there is a wonderful person. His name is Mises, and he is doing lives on YouTube, and he really gives some insight on, you know, things that we can do as far as getting God involved in our life. And in particularly yesterday, he said that the first things that we can do, he was reading out of Matthew chapter 24, and it says how that basically we're going into the end of time. And the one thing that God wants us to do is he wants us to pray. And if we don't pray and we don't do that basic commandment that he has called us to do, then why would he come in and just fix everything? No, he wants us all to go out and to make other people aware of him and to do his work by getting Christians to do their part as well and go out and tell other people and get everybody back believing, because it's crazy the amount of people that have no idea anything about God nowadays. So,
and you said you were watching something on YouTube that helps with this? What's it called?
Well, it's called Operation 180. He said he had it pulled up, and it's St. Mises. He does music, too, and he's really beneficial. He's the whole reason why that I started living my life back with Jesus, and he really was a blessing to me, and he does songs that help with people who are suicidal and stuff like that, and right there.
So, Sapphire, your biggest takeaway is that just Christians should just be doing more praying. Do you think that there's a place for being more out there or active?
The number one thing you can do is to start in your home.
That's a good reminder.
And to, if you got kids, your kids first. Then next, you know, your wife, your immediate family, and then, of course, you know, just anywhere you go, anybody you come in contact with, you know, just, it says, you know, love your enemy as well and pray for them as well.
Okay.
So that's first and foremost. But I am more than willing to help contribute in any way. I can stay on the line and give an email if you want to get in contact with me personally, and I can help with maybe getting something together with you.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much for the call, Sapphire. If you want to call in and weigh in, it's 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. We want to go to Richard real quick. Richard in Texas.
Hi. So I just wanted to talk about the context of what Paul is talking about in referencing that you should submit to rulers and authorities. So, you know, the issue with biblical interpretation is to interpret it in the way the author meant it. So he was writing to people in the Roman Empire. He was helping them to understand, how do we live in Rome at peace with the Romans? And Roman law said you have to submit to the emperor. But in American law, the context is different because the people are the highest authority.
Mm.
So, I mean, there's no way I can prove this. Essentially, you know, if good biblical exegesis would say that the context of our empire is that, you know, we are in sin if we're not standing up for the foundational laws. The Constitution is the supreme law, and we, the people, are the highest authority. So if we're violating our conscience on that, it's the same thing that if the Roman Christians were violating the emperor. So, you know, in the same way that there were certain things that they went to death for, you know, they weren't willing to, the whole issue with them was, you know, throw a pinch of incense into the fire and say, Caesar is Lord. And that was where they drew the line. They said, no, we will not do that. And they were killed for it. But, you know, we have a higher responsibility in this republic. And if you believe like I do that this republic was founded in a Christian tradition and with, I guess, frankly, a supernatural series of events. There's never been a nation like this in the history of the earth. I mean, I would say before we say obey the government, we should say, you know, our republic was founded in personal responsibility. Am I doing all my responsibilities to uphold the Constitution, the foundational laws of our land? And then from that place, because that's our primary responsibility, and then everything else comes under that. So from that place, as long as you're upholding the Constitution and not violating your conscience and biblical truth, then from that place you can say, okay, I'll obey these laws, but not if they violate the Constitution and not if they violate biblical truth.
I really like how you broke that all down, because I think sometimes we read and we don't take things in context or go back to what the intended interpretation was. And so I really like how you framed that into what he was talking about, where he was at, the time period, and how it applied to them, and why that might not apply to us in our current situation. Because, like you said, we are the people. We're supposed to be the foundational rulers and authorities of the United States. So that's a really, really good point. And is there anything else that you think that Christians should be doing more of, or those of faith, in standing up for our rights and freedoms?
Well, I mean, if you look at historically, Dietrich Bonhoeffer and Martin Niemöller were Christians, and they were alive during the rise of Hitler during Weimar Germany. And they lamented for the rest of their lives. Martin Niemöller is the one who wrote that famous poem, you know, first they came for the trade unionists, that poem.
Yeah.
So anyways.
All right, let's finish that up on the other side of this break. Thank you so much, Richard. Stay on the line if you want to finish that thought. Number to call, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more.
Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade. And we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. He's got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the InfoWar, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now.
Let's go back in time, say to the mid-1990s, and then imagine a science fiction movie set in the year 2020, where a world government's being established, where members of Congress and former presidents are censored by big tech, and where if you don't take an experimental injection that grows blood clots and prions all over your body, that you're not allowed to fly on an airplane. Think about that, because that's where we are. Imagine just 20, 30 years ago, hell, just 5 years ago, if somebody told you this would be happening. But it is happening now. And then they tell you, oh, sorry, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, and it doesn't really work, so you got to take it every few months. And the people that have submitted say, great, I want to take it all the time so I can go outside and not get sick from COVID, even though it gets you sick from COVID. And now there's record numbers of really sick people from the sloughing, the shedding of the virus, and that's in mainline studies. Bill Gates and Fauci did this. They need to go to prison for it right now.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years. It is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazy as things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Taking some phone calls today. The topic is, how should people of faith approach all these politically divisive issues? Should we be subservient and just kind of go with the flow and be obedient to our authority, or should we be standing up more and really challenging all this? And so we're talking to Richard. Richard, I had to kind of cut you off before the break, so I wanted you to finish your thought about that.
Sure. So basically, I was just bringing up Martin Niemöller and Martin Luther and how they had lamented that they hadn't done more to stop Hitler when it was possible, because there comes a certain point, just like Daniel in Babylon, when the Nebuchadnezzar was the king. There was no undoing that. Even the Lord told them in a vision through an angel, you're going to have to endure this judgment for a generation. But it might not be too late in America. You know, just like Nineveh, it says it was the most wicked city on earth, but the Lord turned it in a day. And it's not too late if people will just stand up and that they will do everything that they can legally and lawfully do to resist this thing. Because you don't want to get to the end of your life, or you don't want to be living in tyranny and look back and think that you could have done more. So, and actually, I just wanted to thank the InfoWars crew, and particularly Alex Jones, because they gave me the inspiration to get my life right back with God, because I was drinking all the time. I was doing all this stuff. And when you're living in sin, you have no conviction to do anything right anymore. And I went to an inpatient rehab and I cleaned my life up and I got all the garbage out of my life. And now I'm actually doing things and getting out there. And like, we were opposing the Fort Worth mask mandate and we won. We were the only district in Texas that won. And that's really the message for Christians all over, is that you plus God is a majority. If you'll pray and you'll live in righteousness, that when you do everything you can do, that allows God to come in and do everything he can do. And he can match supernatural power with human efforts. And that's where you change society. And historically in America, that's the only thing that ever happened. All the best laws were written during the first and second Great Awakening, because people were doing everything they could and they were living lives right with God, and then invited God to intervene with supernatural power in an area of natural consequence. So that's my message to everyone.
Awesome. I love that message, Richard. Thank you so much for your phone call. Now I want to go to Angela in Florida, who has the bold statement, as the Bible says to, well, actually, let me read that right. The Bible says to follow government. So what did you have to say, Angela?
No, the government does not, the Bible doesn't say to follow government. I don't believe that.
Okay. I might be reading this wrong.
The only thing, you know, what I believe is the only person you take a knee to is God. You don't take a knee to any other person in the world. I wanted to give you some inspiration. I grew up in two different ways. My grandparents are Jewish and my mom was Christian. So the temple, when you go to church there, they talk about political things that are going on all over the world. Well, in Christian church, I've noticed that they don't. Well, I went to the Reawakening America conference here in Florida, and I met a pastor, Greg Locke, and now I watch him on the Global Vision Bible Church. And a few Sundays ago, he talked about the mask, and we are given an immune system for us to fight against everything by God. And Jesus is always protecting us. There's no reason why we should have masks on to cover our beautiful faces that God gave us to show the whole world.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that phone call, Angela, from Florida. Now we want to go to Bruno in Florida. We'll just keep it in Florida for now. Bruno, you're on the air.
Yes, I am. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. You're doing a great job. So I know it's your first time. So I just wanted to say that. So the reason why I called is because you asked the question about, like, should Christian leaders be, you know, more vocal about this stuff? And I totally think so. And I heard Alex Jones saying yesterday, like, I got the fire of the Holy Spirit. And I was like, yes, Alex Jones is probably now almost like not a religious leader. But in this sense, like, he's doing a better job than most of the pastors. You know what I mean? Because for some reason, every pastor that I know, they decided to, you know, not play a part, not really say what they think. Most of the churches last year, they went along with the mass mandates. My church did the same. I'm afraid that my church is going to go back to mask mandate because the cases in Palm Beach County are rising, or they say, I know it's all fake, the PCR test, it doesn't really, you know, test for that, but they're still going to go whatever the CDC says and whatever the CDC tells them to do, they'll probably do it again. And I'm getting, like, very frustrated. And I told the call screener that my daughter, she's actually going to a private Christian school here in South Florida, and also they've implemented the mask mandates back. I still have an option to get a doctor's note, but I'm guessing, like, in a week or two they'll even rescind the option not to mask my child, and it's very, very frustrating. And I told my daughter's principal, and I told her, I asked there was the head of the school and some principals with the, on the conversation. I asked him, how can you teach American history from a Christian perspective, saying that our Constitution is based on the Bible, on the rights that God has given to us, and then tell children they are going to be forced to wear a mask without the research being done that pretty much 80% of Christians now know that the masks don't really work. So I told him, you guys are gaslighting your high school students because they can probably go online and do their own research. You're saying that you're raising critical thinkers, but then again, you tell them to do something that doesn't really work. And you're trying to force them to do something. And you're saying that you're giving them a Christian perspective of the world, of civics, of American history. I told the principal, you're probably raising cognitive dissonance children in that school. Because how can you teach American history from a Christian perspective? If you want to teach American history from the secular worldview, that's fine. That's up to you. But I am worried about those children now, because how can you teach them that America was founded on biblical principles, and then you want to force them to wear a mask, even though it doesn't really work? Like,
exactly.
A person who's afraid of the virus and they wear whatever mask they decide to, that person has a right to force you to wear a mask? What is going on? Like, I asked them, and they just did not have an answer for me. They just stood there, and both of the principals, two principals, we were outside, and they were still wearing their masks. So I was just like, there's no hope. There is no hope. Like, these people, they have given up. They are like the Pharisees from the time when Jesus came.
Yeah.
These people are the Pharisees because they're just following rules with no reason why they're following.
Right.
They just follow
whatever. Bruno, thank you so much for your phone call. We want to try and sneak another one in, but I'm just going to make that point that, going to a church, it's like, or these schools, you want to say, the Bible says, fear not. The Bible says, do not fear. The Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, so why are we worshiping with masks on our face? It's a little bit frustrating for me. Let's go to our number one caller following up from Richard. You're on the air?
Hi.
From Arkansas. What is your name? Lori?
Yes.
From Arkansas.
It's Lori. Thank you, Christy, for taking my call. And how I feel about it absolutely lines up with what previous callers have said, and that our Constitution, we have unalienable rights, and we have rights from our Creator, God-given rights. Man did not give us these rights. God did. And our number one responsibility is to our living soul. We have to protect the life that God gave us. So that's, and yes, I agree with Carl. It says pray. We must keep praying. And I don't think churches should be pushing that issue. It's hypocrisy for them to say that you have to do this or for them to even rule over us. God is he's the ultimate. We can't argue with that. We have to protect
absolutely.
The life that he gave. That's the point. Protect the life that he gave us, period.
Yes, absolutely. Let's see if we can sneak. Thank you so much for your call, Lori. Let's see if we can sneak in one more phone call from Georgia. Man, my eyes are bad. Is that from Georgia? Shaq. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was reading that real quick. You wanted to share a prayer?
So I listen to the American Journal pretty much every day. So I'll make this quick. So prayer is definitely something we can do as Christians. And one of my prayers has been that those that are doing evil, that they're just compelled to tell the truth. Regardless.
Amen.
Whenever they open their mouths, they are just compelled. They can't do anything. They can't lie. They can't cheat. They'll just be like, yeah, but we did this. And it happened. I actually see some of the truth coming out. But the other thing that I wanted to say is if we could just get 1 million InfoWarriors to donate $10 a month.
All right, let's see it. Thank you so much for your call.
That I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like bodies, VasoBeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show, and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deep burden source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And, man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to, like, literally, like, my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. This is Christy Lee, guest hosting today for Harrison Smith. Made a stupid joke earlier. I said, today I identify as Harrison Smith. Yeah, I know. I'm lame. All right. So we were taking phone calls before we went to break about should people of faith be doing more? Should they be being subservient to the authorities in our government and obedient, or should we be standing up more? Should we have less masks in church? Things like this, something that I was just kind of wrestling with myself. We've had amazing phone calls. I want to keep that going. Well, I want to go to Ruth in Baltimore, Maryland. That's where my husband is from. And you have a story to tell about Catholic school. So, Ruth, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Christy. And first, I just want to say I really love InfoWars. I'm a new person to join into this information. And I've lived in Baltimore my whole life, and my kids are in the Catholic school system, and I want to point out that they are the best option for me in Maryland because they've had in-person learning this last year, but at the same time, they're sort of ridiculous in a way, because if you go to CatholicReview.org, they posted their mask policy for this year, and they basically say, well, we're going to look at these numbers, and we're going to de-mask if they get low, but we're going into a flu season. We're not even, it's a number that they want to say will be mask-free. So to me, it's like a joke that they're going to say that there's going to be a possibility. And then another thing that's ridiculous, in my opinion, is if you go to the website and see a picture, they have these kids outside Bible study with masks on. I'm like, it doesn't make sense.
So you'd like to see your school and your Christian leaders and Catholic leaders taking more of a stand on this.
Yeah, and even Hogan, I mean, he, you know, he's not the worst governor, but at the same time, he puts everything into these numbers, and we all know the numbers are manipulated. So it's like, what do? I mean, there's no other option to pull my kids out of school, and I harm their education. All the men in my life are being threatened with their job if they don't get this shot, and people are just taking it because that's like how men are. They're like, well, you know, it's just like they just put people in a corner. So it's like the kids, the husbands, like what's, you know, I don't know what else to do. I put your stickers up, they get torn down. I go back and check the stickers, they get ripped off. You know, so it's like I think us moms need to get together, start finding who we're alike, and start talking and showing these medical journals to people.
Right.
Because, you know, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah. Well, just keep on fighting a fight, being brave. We have to. I think God is calling us to be brave right now and to just trust that he's got it and he will bless our efforts. Thank you for your call, Ruth. We're going to try and sneak one more in, a plug on Privacy Pouch. D from Nebraska.
Yes, hello. You're how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Yeah, I'm just calling in, not specifically any topic or anything. Just thought I'd let you know you're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
And it's a blessing to hear you this morning. Also, the quick plug on the Privacy Pouch. I highly recommend it. Works very, very good. After I leave it in for a while, I take it out, and I know it's probably taking like a minute just to get service again. So highly recommend it to all the info warriors. And I hope that everybody just has a blessed Friday. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you, D. So, yes, get your Privacy Pouch. I know I have one. Also, it can double as a timeout pouch. Maybe you're spending too much time on your phone and you should put that thing in that pouch and give yourself a break. Coming back, speaking of breaks, after the break, I am welcoming Sergio Rodriguez. He's an activist. He's making a difference. He's taking a stand. That was kind of my little theme today. He is the founder of the 1776 Project, and we're going to ask him what he's doing, how he did this, how he keeps on going, and hopefully continue with some phone calls later on in the hour. Looking forward to speaking to Sergio. That's next.
You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, a 360 win. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. They profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. This is Christy Lee. I'm guest hosting for Harrison Smith today. We've been taking calls about what Christians should be doing, those of faith should be doing, with so much unrest, with tyranny, with attacks on our freedom, things like that. I was admittedly having a bit of a struggle with this myself. I'm like, well, there's some biblical evidence for being subservient and obedient and render unto Caesar what is Caesar, all those things. But feeling much better after taking some of these calls today, where we're hearing more from it's important to take things in context, things for the Roman time are not as they are. Now in the U.S., we are the authority. You're supposed to be. The Constitution is supposed to be the authority. And so it is okay to take a stand biblically when our authority is threatened. So I'm feeling a little bit better about that, getting some clarity on those issues. And also we've been talking about people taking a stand, people in the face of losing their jobs or leaving their jobs to do what's right, taking a stand. And so I'm going to be talking with Sergio Rodriguez. He is a proud Mexican-American immigrant with a long career in law enforcement in the greater Philadelphia area. In 2020, he founded the 1776 Project, a grassroots organization that seeks to educate and inspire others to make a difference in their lives, their families, and their communities. And he has a Rumble channel, and he's on Gab. We were having a little bit of some audio issues in connecting with him, so we are still connecting. Maybe we should fill some time with some calls while we get that figured out. But I did want to, we will connect with him at some point because this is part of the element is what can we do? Well, we can do grassroots start at home efforts in fighting the tyranny. So I think we're going to go ahead and take a call. Alfano in Indiana. Is that right?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Really good. Listen, I've been praying for, I mean, solid for a year almost on this in tears with God. Mm. We have gotten away from the dispensational teaching of the and reading of the Bible, and we need to be looking at the King James Version. Now, this is not about Donald Trump, but God, as we all know, is an almighty God. And there's two scriptures I just want to read, and then you can go from there. It's 1 Corinthians 52. And bear with me. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Now, scripture with scripture is dispensational reading. Now, if you go to 1 Thessalonians, you know, they thought that they lost the rapture. And we're, as Christians, we're supposed to comfort each other. And if you read 1 Thessalonians 15 and on, and I'm not going to read it, but you can pull it up and folks can read it. But it does mention Trump there again in 16. It says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump. Now, people have to understand that trump is what the sound of a trumpet makes. I don't think anybody can disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
God puts these signs in front of us. We have to have a great debate and call it the Great Tribulation Debate. Because I believe, I truly believe there's a pre-tribulation rapture, and we could go before my voice ends.
Mm.
All the signs are there.
Wow.
This, we have to get back to the, to, and this is a should be a big topic for us Christians,
mm-hmm.
is the tribulation and the rapture. And there's going to be another rapture, and that's at the end. My soul is crying for the judgment seat of Christ and the marriage supper of the Lamb, because we're all going to be judged, and then we're going to come back with Christ. Christ is going to pick us up. We go up. People are thinking Christ is coming down. Do that in correlation with the UFO crap that's going on out there. This earth is ours. The space is the devil's. We have to get away from space, folks. That's all I have to say. Thank you. God bless you. I've been praying for this subject for a long time.
Oh, I'm so delighted to hear that. It's been weighing on my heart, too. So I appreciate your phone call, Alfonso. Thank you so much. And we're just going to take this opportunity to introduce our guest, and then we'll give him some more questions after the break. But let's go ahead and bring in Sergio Rodriguez. I said before, he's a proud Mexican-American immigrant, started a founder of the 1776 Project in Philadelphia. So welcome in, Sergio.
Hi, well, thank you. It's great. Thank you for having me.
It's funny how this worked out. Sergio actually reached out for me to speak to him, and I was like, you know, I have to fill in on this show for the very first time. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm freaking out. How about you come on my show first, and then we'll talk about that later. So give me some background just to get things started on how you came to this point and how you started this and what it is.
Well, you know, as you know, 2019 was a great year, I think, for a lot of Americans. The economy was booming. You had so much to be happy and thankful for. So to me, my days were spent, you know, looking up recipes. That was the hardest part of my life, was looking up recipes or looking up places to go climbing, because I love climbing. I've been to some of the highest mountains. But then 2020 hit, and that is when reality truly set in. And there was like a massive awakening in many levels, and that includes me. So what ended up happening is, early in the beginning, it was very clear from my understanding in history that there was something amiss with this whole fake pandemic. And what really broke the camel's back is when I will see children in parks, and in some areas they had the parks completely closed off to the kids because they were afraid that, you know, the virus may attack them there when it was perfectly fine for them to be in a park because they're getting vitamin D. They're getting out there and getting, exchanging all different germs and viruses with other kids. And then to see them being completely pushed away and unable to be kids, that was really difficult. So I began to really try to think of ways of making a difference, making a change in the community. And so I started putting out videos. But then what happened in January the 6th, I actually was one of the people of the millions, I think it was millions of Americans that were down in the Capitol to try to protest what had taken place in November. And we were very demoralized. It was me and a group of other people demoralized for what we saw happening. And we left before the chaos started. But it was then that they decided, you know what, we need to take this a step further and just start getting together as a community, as friends, and talk about solutions that we can have at a grassroots level. Because one thing that we know from history is not one single politician is going to make a difference in your life. You're not going to change anything by just voting somebody into office. You have to, the only way to change things is if we the people take charge.
Absolutely. And so you started this and what has it been like? And you said that you came off of January 6th very demoralized. You know, many of us did. It was just heartbreaking to see all that crumble like it did. And then the lies that came out afterwards ongoing. So in you starting 1776 Project, has that like lifted your spirits and what positive changes have you been seeing already?
Oh, absolutely. So, like I told you before, life was, for many Americans, for many of us, it was just very cushy. And 2020 really gave us the perspective that freedom, like Ronald Reagan said, it's only one generation away from extinction. And it's very precious, and we have to take care of it. And to see all the kids being muzzled and gagged for so long. And one of the things, it always bothers me, and it used to bother me to tell this to people a lot. I said, listen,
hold that thought. Something bothered you. We're going to come back to what that was that bothered you. How's that for a tease? After we take this break, we're talking to Sergio, a proud Mexican-American immigrant, founder of 1776 Project. We're going to continue to talk to him after this break.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye, also described as the seat of the soul. The pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. This is Christy Lee, guest hosting for Harrison Smith. You're seeing it right there. We talked about this earlier, that breaking FBI clears Alex Jones and Roger Stone of plotting the January 6th attack. My guest today, Sergio, was just talking about that January 6th event. And Reuters had this exclusive out today that they found no evidence that the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol was the result of an organized plot, and this is effectively clearing Alex Jones and Roger Stone. So we'll have more on that, continue to have more on that throughout the day. But we do want to get back to our guest, Sergio Rodriguez. Well, who is Sergio Rodriguez? He is a proud Mexican-American immigrant with a long career in law enforcement and also the founder of the 1776 Project. And before we went to break, Sergio, you were just talking about something that bothered you.
Yeah, so many, many things bothered me, I think. But the biggest issue, like you said, is what we're doing to our kids. There's a book that C.S. Lewis once wrote, and he talked about tyranny. He said something like, of all tyrannies, the worst kind of tyranny is the one that's perpetrated for our own good. And the reason for that, it's because it's done with the approval and the consciousness of those who do it upon us. So with that being said, there's a lot of doctors that are good. There's a lot of teachers that are well-meaning. But a lot of them have been brainwashed throughout this whole fake pandemic. And they have instituted policies at all local levels, all the way to very top levels of governments and schools and everything, that's creating problems with our children psychologically. Like you mentioned, I do work in law enforcement. It doesn't matter where I work. But one thing that I've noticed is that during the worst years of this lockdowns that we experienced where I work, the county had a triple increase on suicide calls. The county had triple increase on alcohol overdoses, drug overdoses. I saw kids, I spoke with kids that were 12 years old talking about committing suicide because they can't see their friends. So all of these things, like Alex always says, this is now, we've been pushed into an arena and now we have to fight. And I'm not talking about physical fight, but we don't want to ever get there because we're peaceful people. So this is why it is through information and fight. And the same thing in all levels, informational. And one of the problems that we have in America if you know who Yuri Bezmenov is, he explained how through generations Americans have been infiltrated by the communist ideals, communist and Marxist tenets and beliefs, and they're in academia. They are in all levels of government, and now we're going through a crisis that he described as in one of the different levels on how communists take over the country. And one positive thing is that people are waking up more and more. But I always hear people, well, you know, especially some Christians, they say, I'm not going to get involved into politics and this and that. But if it's not us, then who? Somebody else is going to do it. You're just going to expect if every person said, well, somebody else will do it, then who is it going to do it? There he is. Yeah, Yuri Bezmenov, he explained on how the through demoralization by through generations and then destabilization and then the crises. I think we're seeing the crises, which is, he said, takes about 6 months to maybe a couple of years for it, for that to take place. And then finally, normalization, where we normalize everything perpetually. So all of those things bother me, especially with the kids, that seeing how they're being tortured in the chambers of education.
I think that's the biggest thing, but like you said, is the normalization. I mean, because many people are like, well, if I just comply for a little bit longer, then things can finally go back to normal. And it's just people don't realize that this is part of a plan, that there's tons of people that have talked about this in history, that is, no, it doesn't work like that. If you comply just for a little bit, then it's going to go away. If you comply just for a little bit, then you're going to be complying forever, and you're going to be conforming for the rest of your time. So I think that's a really interesting point that you laid out. Also, you are the founder of 1776 Project, and you're doing this grassroots efforts, which I hope encourages many more people to do that and make a difference. But I did want your perspective as a law enforcement officer, the changes that you've seen, the division that we've seen the media stir up. Do you have any stories or experiences that really like changed your perspective on anything?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I live in the suburbs of Philadelphia. So, thankfully we have the majority of people are incredible. They're very supportive of law enforcement. So, it is the cities that have really, really suffered the worst of the politicians and corruption. And I was just not too long ago, for our group, we were reading a letter that was sent from Thomas Jefferson to, Madison. And he sent it when he was in France. This was during the Federalist Papers, and they were being written. And he warned that if America ever departed from being in a predominantly agricultural nation, we would go into tyranny. But as long as we kept as an agricultural nation, we will endure freedom and liberties for centuries. And I think what he explained, what he meant is that when he actually wrote, when people begin living close to one another and pile on top of each other, it is easier to control them, and corruption is born. So thankfully, in the suburbs, still by and large, law enforcement are appreciated for what we do.
And then the other aspect of you, you said you're a proud Mexican-American immigrant. What perspective does that give you with what's happening at our borders?
Well, you know, that's a very there's a lot to be said on that. We can unpack that for many hours. But one of the things is that people don't realize that two things. Mexico, it is a crime, a serious crime for you to cross the border from other countries. And number two, they have very strict voter ID laws. So what I think is happening here, though, it is after what's happening is they are trying to bring people from other countries, not just Mexico, but essentially they're trying to change the demographics. And through vulcanization, they're essentially breaking this country, and they're making many countries within a country. And it's all being done on purpose. One of the biggest problems that I saw when I first came to America was that there is no push for those new immigrants to learn history and appreciate America for the great founding principles that we have. Instead, there's that division, this whole idea of, oh, let's make, you know, two different languages, or Spanish and English for everything. Well, it forces people not to want to think for themselves and better themselves and integrate themselves into society. And that creates division. And I think that's one of the biggest problems, because if you have no one common language, it's hard for you to connect to the other people, the other cultures. One of the things that was fortunate is that I moved initially into Washington State, and there was only a couple hundred people in the town, and that was it. And I was the only person that spoke Spanish, so it was sink or swim for me. And I'm so thankful that that happened.
Awesome. Sergio, you've been fascinating to talk to. I hope that you serve as an inspiration for others that got to listen to this today to start their own grassroots efforts. I hope we get to talk to you again. Keep us updated. And in the meantime, if you caught him, you can follow him on Rumble, the 1776 Project, and also on Gab, the 1776 Project. He is working full-time in law enforcement and still managing to be a founder of the 1776 Project, educating others and inspiring others. Thank you so much.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade, and we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. He's got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the info war, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living at a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 Hoop does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence. Get the product. Support the info.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for a few reasons.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
Infowarsstore.com is simply the best.
InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. The InfoWarsStore online, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. This is Christy Lee. I'm guest hosting for Harrison Smith today on The American Journal. We started out the show today with breaking news that the FBI finds scant evidence that the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol was the result of an organized plot to overturn the presidential election results. So what does that mean? You see it right there, breaking, FBI clearing Alex Jones and Roger Stone of plotting the January 6th attack. And coincidentally, we do have Roger Stone now on the line. Welcome into the show, Roger.
Great to be with you this morning. It's a great day, and this is great news to wake up to. Obviously,
yeah, break down how that happened. Did you get a call this morning?
I got a call telling me that there was a Reuters story. Reuters, a quite credible national news organization, step above some of the other corporate outlets, in which a senior FBI official is quoted as saying that they have found no evidence whatsoever that either Roger Stone or Alex Jones were involved in any way in coordinating the so-called insurrection on January 6th. I instructed my lawyers this morning to begin the defamation lawsuit against ABC News. I'm suing the president of ABC News, several reporters there, both personally and in their capacity as ABC News officials, because repeated stories essentially claiming that both Alex Jones and I were involved in illegal activity are defamatory. So I'm suing ABC News for $25 million. And wow. I can't wait to have their reporters under oath in a courtroom.
What a journey this has been, and you're no stranger to being treated poorly by these agencies and by the news station. So with that in mind, even though you've maintained your innocence from anything from the beginning, with that in mind, is there always a worry that they're going to in some way try and implicate you or frame you or any of that feeling?
Well, sure, because we've seen this before. They fabricated the charges against me, claiming that I lied to Congress under oath. Robert Mueller's own secret, long redacted report, which is only released by court order on November 3rd, 2020, Election Day. By the way, the busiest media day of the year. Funny time for the DOJ to put out a press release at midnight, don't you think? But they admitted there was never any factual evidence tying me to Russian collusion, WikiLeaks collaboration, or John Podesta's emails. So my wife and I, my family, we were put through hell. We were vilified, smeared, gagged, lynched, censored, canceled, deplatformed, and nearly bankrupted over completely fabricated charges. So you always have in the back of your mind the fear that they might try to frame you. But I can speak for myself, and I believe this is also true of Alex Jones. We know nothing whatsoever about the illegal activities at the Capitol. We don't countenance them. We both denounced them as soon as we heard about them. They were counterproductive to everything politically we were trying to achieve. We believe in working within the democratic system, as corrupted as it may be. I want to win elections. That's how we change things. And I want fair, transparent, honest elections to make sure that that can happen. In the meantime, as you know, this has been a long, debilitating fight. I lost many economic opportunities in late January after the New York Times and the Washington Post and ABC News and others implied heavily that I was somehow involved in the activities of January 6th. Those economic losses will be added to my lawsuits. I'm taking ABC News down. You can bet on it.
So tell me more about this. You say you've already talked to your lawyers, and have you gotten any feedback on how positive a case?
We feel we have a very strong case, but it doesn't matter because I want to make them spend money. I want to put them on the stand and expose them as liars. It's not about the money. It's about demonstrating what they are. Alexandria Dukakis, who claims to be a reporter, she's not a reporter. She's a clout chaser. She's a backstabber. And she's guilty of guilt by association as a tactic. I'm sorry. She needs to get a job in a McDonald's. She should not be in journalism because she's not capable of telling the truth.
Or, I mean, just fundamentally giving both sides, right? Have you had an opportunity to give your side before they started saying you're involved?
I was actually never contacted by ABC News, in which they ran their multiple guilt by association stories. I have photos of Ali Dukakis taken with some very unsavory characters. Does that mean she's responsible for their activities? Of course not. I mean, like Alex Jones, I've probably posed for, I don't know, thousands of selfies in the last 2 years from patriots, from people who approach you in an airport or a restaurant in public. And I almost never say no unless you're openly hostile. But to then take that picture and say, well, Roger Stone is responsible for anything this person he's pictured with has done past, present, or future, that's a smear. So I celebrate this good news. It just proves what Alex Jones and I have said repeatedly, that the corporate news media lies and that we had nothing to do with the activities of January 6th.
And I got to imagine this has got to be a sigh of relief, a feeling of vindication, I would imagine. And so are you just pumped and ready to come after her and hold them accountable?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. This is the exoneration I was looking for. Folks recognized that the Mueller investigation was debilitating. I mean, we lost our home, our savings, most of our insurance, my car. Because I was gagged for 18 months, I literally couldn't work. I had no income. This is how the deep state tries to pressure you into pleading guilty to things you have nothing to do with. Folks who want to help us can go to MyPillow and use Stone code, the passcode Stone. I should say the promo code Stone. We need the help, unfortunately. As you know, my wife is struggling with stage 4 cancer. A surprise that comes out of nowhere. These alternative cancer treatments like THC and CBD in a concentrated form, or mega vitamin infusions that are done intravenously of vitamins C, D, B17. These therapies are very effective, but they're very expensive. Folks can go to stonefamilyfund.com, stonefamilyfund.com. If they want to help my beautiful, sweet, loyal wife, who stood by me like a rock through the entire ordeal in which I was struggling for my freedom and justice with Robert Mueller.
Obviously, these things are beyond stressful and caused strain. And we know the relationship between stress, strain, financial strain, all of these things with health. Do you feel like some of these events and some of these accusations contributed to her with her cancer?
Well, that's what the doctors say. The doctors say stress is an absolute key triggering factor. For 2 years, not knowing whether your husband is going to be sent to prison based on completely fabricated charges in which you know he's not guilty, but not knowing where you're going to live, not knowing, you know, how you're going to eat. Yeah, that's very, very stressful. So, yeah, I do hold special counsel Robert Mueller responsible, and Aaron Zielinski, the prosecutor in my case, who is guilty of multiple examples of prosecutorial misconduct. I'd file a complaint with the Biden Justice Department, but I recognize it is a waste of time because they always cover each other in their criminality. Look, for example, at the indictment of Tom Barrack, one of the president's closest friends, chairman of his inaugural committee, co-chairman of his campaign finance committee. Barrack is accused of lobbying on behalf of UAE without registering. They arrested him in his office in L.A., dragged him out in handcuffs, kept him in jail for 3 days. When are they prosecuting Tony Podesta? He lobbied for the Ukrainians and never registered, has never been charged.
Roger, are you able to stay on for one more segment?
Yes, I think
okay,
I
great. Because yep. We have to go to break, but I wanted you to be able to finish your thought and be able to wrap up with you. So thank you. We're talking to Roger Stone. We're going to have him back on after this break. Reacting to the news of vindication from the FBI. Latest news, no evidence that he was involved in the Capitol attack.
Let's go back in time, say to the mid-1990s. And then imagine a science fiction movie set in the year 2020, where a world government's being established, where members of Congress and former presidents are censored by big tech, and where if you don't take an experimental injection that grows blood clots and prions all over your body, then you're not allowed to fly on an airplane. Think about that, because that's where we are. Imagine just 20, 30 years ago, hell, just 5 years ago, if somebody told you this would be happening. But it is happening now. And then they tell you, oh, sorry, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, and it doesn't really work, so you got to take it every few months. And the people that have submitted say, great, I want to take it all the time so I can go outside and not get sick from COVID, even though it gets you sick from COVID. And now there's record numbers of really sick people from the sloughing, the shedding of the virus, and that's in mainline studies. Bill Gates and Fauci did this. They need to go to prison for it right now.
You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, a 360 win. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. And they profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on, and that it's criminals are extremely pathological, even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again, and criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually kill more people than HIV. And they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. This is Christy Lee. I'm guest hosting The American Journal today, and we have had breaking news today that the FBI has cleared Alex Jones and Roger Stone of plotting the January 6th attack that coming from a Reuters exclusive, some vindication. We have Roger Stone on the line right now. He may have to jet because he's literally in between travel right now, but we're going to talk to him as long as we can. Roger, you're on the line?
Yes, indeed.
All right.
It's always great to be on InfoWars. One thing I should say is how grateful my wife and I are to the vast audience of InfoWarriors. You sustained us with your prayers and your dollars through an epic two-year fight in which I was literally fighting for my life because the sentence sending me at 68 years old with a history of asthma to a COVID-19-infested prison in Georgia, far from where I live, was a death sentence. They needed to silence me because if I ever appealed my conviction, the judge and the prosecutors and the jurors would all have been exposed as corrupt. They couldn't afford that. So I escaped a death sentence. I mean, Robert Mueller and Adam Schiff set a very clever, deadly snare for me. And only by the grace of God and through the power of prayer and some very good lawyering did I survive this attempt to destroy me. Like Alex Jones, I'm a target because, you see, Alex and I and a handful of others, we stand up and speak out against the conventional wisdom. We call the deep state out on their BS. We've been all over Anthony Fauci, a lying criminal who ultimately must be prosecuted for the mass murders that I think he's ultimately responsible for. But on this specific news today, we are gratified and pleased that we have been cleared. And it is a day for celebration. Tomorrow is a day for holding people accountable because both of us were smeared by multiple fake news organizations who must be called to account. I'm going to bolt from my gate here. I'm flying to Grand Rapids, Michigan, where I'm speaking this weekend to a gathering of patriots. If you're in the Grand Rapids area, I would love to see you there, but thank you for having me this morning. God bless Alex Jones. I know he's celebrating today as I am. God bless America and God bless InfoWars.
All right. Thank you so much for gracing us with your time, Roger. And get on your way. He was just reviewing his plans after hearing this new information that the FBI has cleared Alex Jones and Roger Stone of any involvement in the plot on January 6. Huge news today. Wonder how much the mainstream news will actually bother covering this. This came out of Reuters as an exclusive. It is interesting that in one of the paragraphs it says Stone, a veteran Republican operative and self-described dirty trickster, and Jones, founder of a conspiracy-driven radio show and webcast. It's interesting that this article is about how basically they've been exonerated, vindicated. But they still, in the first four paragraphs, need to make sure they use those adjectives. Even though it says self-described dirty trickster as describing him, how necessary is that in an article about they're found to have no involvement in the January 6th article? So just more of the same when it comes to traditional media and your ability to not trust it. He also did announce in this interview in the last segment that he is planning on suing multiple news organizations that took this narrative and ran with it before there was any evidence. So he's planning big lawsuits against ABC, he mentioned, and others, but at the same time surrendering to the fact that there's probably no hope for anyone else to be held accountable. So there's also that. I don't know if we have any time to wrap up the show with some more phone calls. If anybody wants to call in and weigh in on this or other topics that we have been talking about today, you can call 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Be happy to take them to close out the show today. But also, it is important to remember how we are on the air, how even though Alex has been targeted, even though Roger Stone has been targeted, the only reason to get around the censorship or anything is because of the product. So if you have not, make sure you go to InfoWarsStore.com. There are sales. You can get high-quality everyday essentials for up to 50% off. No better time to make sure you're boosting your natural systems than now, getting your essential vitamins, minerals, and nutrients prevention is the key to sickness going around, but certainly not something you're going to hear about on the news. So make sure you go to InfoWarsStore.com, get these best-selling items for up to 50% off before there is a stock shortage. So don't miss out on these massive savings. And you can purchase these products 360 Win. You get super high-quality items, and you help launch the InfoWar to the next level. But we do have a caller on the line. It looks like it's Jim from Rhode Island. And, Jim, you're on air.
Great. Great to talk to you there, Christy. Yeah, getting back to your subject earlier, Christians are way too timid and have taken themselves out of the public arena. And I think what you're doing is fantastic, and you shouldn't doubt, you know, what it is you're doing. You know, and to quote scripture, but Peter and John answered and said unto them, you know, in the sight of God, to hearken unto you more than God judge you. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. And so Christians need to have more gumption, because it's Christians that have talked me out of positions in journalism and stuff. And I regret listening to those people. If God's called you to do this, go for it, girl.
I appreciate that. And you talking about that Christians have to have more gumption. It's interesting that you said that. Instantly, I got this picture in my mind of Jesus when he was upset what they were doing at the temple and on the stairs, and just anger and throwing. And we all know that story, throwing the money changers aside and the tables over. And so there is such a thing as righteous anger. Is the time to have righteous anger right now, when we see our freedoms being threatened, our kids' faces being covered halfway up, the truth not coming out, people being censored? Is this the time to have righteous anger? Something I admit I have had kind of wrestled with. And sometimes I think we can get so caught up in our mind about wanting to be pleasing to God that we get in kind of almost this paralysis. But I wanted to hear from others today on this and get some confirmation that, yes, we're doing the right thing, that the time is now to fight. So we do want to get to another call. Let's hear from Matt in New York. Matt in New York, is he available?
Yeah. Right.
You're on the air. Okay.
All right. Yeah, we need to treat this as such. This is a crime scene, right? This is the biggest crime perpetrated on humanity. We need to go to each congressman, get sworn affidavits for them, and see what exactly did you predicate the shutting down of our society on? Was it hearsay from AOC? Was it a computer-generated image from Pfizer? What exactly did you, Mr. Congressman, shut down all this from? You know what I mean? We need to get sworn affidavits from each one of these scumbags.
Absolutely. That's one way to go about it. Whatever it is that we go about, this is the time. Such a time as this, the time to stand, time to have these grassroots efforts like Sergio we talked to earlier that started the 1776 Project. It's time to do what we can, starting from our circle, starting in our home, talking to our children, telling them to be brave. This is a position that I just got put in because I didn't think my kids were going to have to wear masks. And then suddenly the night before school, the school said that they were going to require them. But I was able to find an opt-out form and send them. Hard position to be put in as a parent to have to tell your kids, like, you might be the only one not wearing a mask. You might be ostracized. You might be bullied. But this is something that we have to learn young. We have to stand up for what's right. We have to stand up for our beliefs. And we certainly need to stand up for common sense that wearing a dirty mask for hours a day on a young child's face is not healthy. Let's see if we can sneak in one more phone call. Johnny from Arkansas. Johnny, you're on the air.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
You only got about a minute, though, so make it fast.
Hey, I'm going to try to do this really quick. Somebody called in about the pre-rapture, and that comes from a woman by the name of McDonald in 1830. It is a false teaching. If you'll look in chapter 24 of Matthew, also in chapter 13 of Mark, in chapter 24, 29 through 31, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give up her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And
all right, thank you, Johnny, for that input. I think the important aspect here is that we unite and that we don't get caught up in all of the details. We do need to stand for truth, but we do need to unite and more specifically stand up for our children, be the voice for the voiceless, for especially for them. I thank you so much for joining me, my first ever time guest hosting on the American Journal. Free of a prompter. I'm going to do it again on Monday. We'll take your calls then. Thanks for joining us today.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.